Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Owicki, and I am very excited to have two friends in the studio today. I always can tell when the energy is going to be great because there's lots of laughter and head nodding and enthusiasm before we even go on air. There we go. Play along. So today, I'm happy to introduce you to two professionals, Christine Leninger, book editor with Loopy Docs and the producer for Alliance's Heroes Radio Show. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here with you, Karen.
I am too. And you've brought a friend with you who I haven't had a chance to meet until this morning, Alex Waldorf, professional photographer and graphic designer with Lad Lab Graphic. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here too.
Me too. So let's just dive right in and have a conversation about your businesses, where you're headed in 2018. Christine, let's start with you. I know you've recently, the last couple of years, have made a shift from broader editorial work, technical writing, to more specific book editing. Is that right?
That's right. And it's actually because of how we met.
Yeah, speak to that.
Through Alliance's entrepreneur community. My involvement there, I can tell you that when I was in the corporate world just a short 4 years ago, I was a tech writer by trade and did pretty much anything, business docs, proposals, user guides, manuals, all of that kind of stuff. So when I came out in 2014, I came out.
There you go.
And I was doing 14 different document types, which sounds crazy, but I was just taking on all different kinds of projects, just anything to keep myself busy. And just through my involvement at Alliance's, which is where we met, I've had to hone my business to doing just books now because I'm just so busy with, you know, my involvement in Alliance's and producing the radio show for them. It's all going so great.
So I want to talk about all that. Let's talk about Alliance's first for our listeners who are not familiar with Alliance's. And if you're in the Metro Phoenix area and you're in business, I don't know how you wouldn't know about Alliance's, but in case you're listening and you don't, give us a little bit of a background around Alliance's overall, and then we'll talk about the radio show.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's one of my favorite subjects, definitely.
I know it's close to your heart.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, got my little chocolate heart here. It's super close. Alliance's is an entrepreneur community in town here, and actually we're national. People might not know that. We've got many members that are not in Phoenix proper. It's 1,000+ community. And our primary get-together, if you will, is our roundtables, which are every Tuesday. We are sponsored by ASU SkySong, their Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. So we get to get together every Tuesday morning there. It's about roughly 50 high-level hybrid entrepreneurs. It's investors, inventors.
It's everybody.
It's pretty much any type of business professional person that you can think of. There's a lot of consultants, small business owners, former CEOs, startup founders, everything you could possibly imagine. Really, it's any resource that you could possibly need for your business
Absolutely. You
can find in that room. And entrepreneurship can be a very lonely thing, which I'm sure we can talk about a little bit later with Alex. You can speak to that with me. But anything that you could possibly need. And it's almost like a support group for we entrepreneurs.
Right. And I think, isn't the saying Alliance's where entrepreneurs align?
Absolutely,
yes. We all kind of recite that when we have a good time with that on Tuesday mornings.
It's not networking. It's where people get together to get stuff done. There's so much money that goes in and out of that room, which really I don't think that you find in a lot of networking places. You go and you trade cards and people blast their cards all over the place. We actually discourage that at Alliance's.
Yep.
It's a place to go and find the one or two people who really could probably change your life.
And the format for the Tuesday roundtables I found were unique. I've done a lot of networking over the years and everybody has a different little flavor. Again, it feels like networking, but we are there for a larger and bigger purpose, a more collaborative purpose. So when I've attended other meetings where I'm the new girl, most often we have an opportunity to say who we are. And then there's opportunity to, you know, mix and mingle and connect with the people that you want to connect with. And the thing that I love so much about the way that Alliance's runs the roundtable is that somebody else introduces us.
Right.
If we're members, it's David. if we have invited a guest, then we get to introduce them. And then we have another 60 seconds, I think it is, to really speak on our own behalf. And there's that special formula, the give. And
The 3G, which is copyrighted.
Yes, okay.
Or trademarked, sorry. That is trademarked,
but it's,
the 3G.
But it really speaks volumes around this Alliances community, the way that we get to share who we are through the 3G. So I don't know if you realize this, but my first meeting was right after I made the commitment to open Phoenix Business Radio. I had already flown to Atlanta, made the commitment. The gal who invited me in said, "You've got to come meet this community." A lot of people had mentioned it previously. For whatever reason, I never found my way and landed there. And when I stood up, especially having this new venture, I just felt so proud and excited, and people were nodding their head yeses, and afterwards just connecting and making friendships that several of the guests have come through the studio are Alliance members, active Alliance members.
Right.
So it's always a kick to say, hey, you know, get on Heroes Radio Show and come do this too. So it's not just Tuesday meetings. What else does Alliances offer in way of membership and community?
Right. Well, when I first started in 2014, it was primarily the round table and then the grand table, which we actually have one coming up April 24th. So need to keep a lookout. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, at Alliances, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S. Make sure you follow us and keep an eye out for those if you have an opportunity to get invited to those, because it's really impactful. The grand table is just like round table, similar format, but it's just, you know, about 250 of the most impactful people that you will ever meet. A lot of people from the radio show fly in to attend that. It's just spectacular. I mean, the round tables are impactful and people walk out with wide eyes going, "That was amazing." But the grand table is just like triple, double, quadruple that.
Have you been out?
I have. And I've been really impressed with it. And frankly, I'm one of those people who hears the word networking and I'm like, oh God, you know, do I have enough cards? Do I, you know, and, you know, I love people. I love interacting. I love my business and I love hearing ideas, but it can be really stressful to network. And I think a lot of the traditional networking things that you go to, this is not a networking thing. Like the times that I've gone, I've met people that have just totally inspired me. And I've been able to solve problems for them. They've been able to solve problems for me. It's kind of like having a massive brainstorming session. So it's less about selling and more about giving, really.
Right, giving first and building relationships.
And ideas. You know, that's my thing. You know, I think a lot of places can just be so intense when it comes to selling your product. And especially when you do something for a living, you're a skilled person and that's what you're selling. The relationship you build is really, really important. And so I thought Alliances did a fantastic job of really just inspiring a lot of great ideas. So for nothing else, it's great to go be inspired.
Major connectors too,
absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing
absolutely.
That I love about it. There are several members who I've gotten to know who maybe even haven't landed in the studio yet for an interview, but I receive emails or text messages, "Hey, you really ought to connect with so-and-so." And I'm reciprocating that as well. So it's an extension of our family, which
absolutely,
is really fun.
Yes.
And then I know Alliances hosts a lot of, you know, social events, a lot of educational events.
Right. I meant to get to that. Like I just start talking about it and I go off on a tangent.
No, well, I'll guide you
there.
She's
very excitable.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing me back. We have our deal hours, which is our version of happy hour. But like we like to say, we're entrepreneurs. We're always happy. So we make deals.
I like it.
Yeah. So we have those. And now we have a new thing that we've actually just started in the last couple months called Idea Hour, which is more for the inventors who have an idea or have a product and they just want to get it vetted or not even vetted, but they just want kind of a group to tell them, our community, to give them feedback on what's my next step? How can I make this happen? Is it even a good idea? So we have that. We have our secret sessions, which we just had one a couple weeks ago, which is on social media, where we had four members presented on their expertise within LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and SEO. And it was really a neat, neat session. I just love all of them.
They're
great.
It is.
And actually, Alex and I actually met through networking in town. And it was really cool how we, well, I was new and she got up and presented and I had, you know, from hearing her talk and just, you know, chatting with her at that session, I just walked up to her and I was like, oh my gosh, we have to get together.
It
I want to work
match.
With you.
It was
at
a
that
match,
time, sure. I remember I was working on a manual for a previous employer and I was like, I need your help. You have to help me with formatting
right.
this and
Good.
Getting all the graphics into the stock. And I just was struggling with it. And she was there.
It
and she
was
helped me out.
It's a
it
perfect
was great.
Business. I see clearly there's a great friendship here too.
Yeah.
Oh
it's,
yeah.
It's also the businesses are very
synergistic. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yeah,
and I think one of the things that I love about working with Christine is we share a lot of the same work ethic and we build really strong relationships with our clients, which is why I, you know, mainly work by word of mouth because I get amazing clients and I keep them. And so does she. So when we got together to work on this project of hers, it was kind of hilarious because we were both just firing, you know, ideas and, you know, solving, I was solving like visual problems. She was solving copy problems. It was just, and it was hilarious because frankly, Christine is hilarious.
Yeah.
So it was, it was
one
fun.
Of many talents.
Yeah. She's, you know, and so I think just as I hate using the word synergy, I feel like 1994 is there, but it is a synergistic, right?
I think, I feel like we should have some sound effects going while we're talking.
Right? No fart noises. That's inappropriate for the radio. But that's, now see, this is how we work. So we get it, and it's been really interesting. And that, like, it's perfect for the inventor's table because mm-hmm. it's, again, like, when you meet the right people, you just, the ideas just start
flowing. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's very
that's
cool.
That's the way Alliance is designed is
absolutely.
To have these matches come together that can be long-term. And I feel like in our Phoenix business community, as business owners, so many of us, our lives outside of business and in business are really, they're meshed. It's all
right.
the same.
Yeah.
My friends who I've had for a long time are people that I do business with. And again, I think that's why I loved Alliances so much when I started all those months ago. I think I've been nine months as a member now.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. So talk about the radio show.
Okay.
Well, this was the catalyst for you making this shift and having to pare down your work as an editor.
Yeah. Yep. It's been a ride for sure. We're now entering our third year of production on it. Yay! Never in a million years did I think I would be a radio producer. And it just kind of was happenstance. Like I said, through my involvement at Alliances, I happened to be working with David one day and he just, you know, told me what was going on. We had gotten this opportunity to build a 1 hour long radio show with our partner sponsor Money Radio in town.
AM, FM, and internet radio.
Yep. AM 1510, FM 105.3. Our show is actually on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. and we're on Mondays at noon. So, you know, my idea originally was, I can help him with concept. I can help him come up with this. This is what I do. I'm a writer. I'm an editor. And he said, I need help with booking. And I was like, what?
You want me to do that?
And I am not a salesperson by any stretch of the imagination. And what I like telling people is that I joined the David Kogan Bootcamp for sales. I mean, he is a master at negotiation, making deals and all of this stuff. And he really taught me everything I know about doing this activity of booking because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get these people. What are we going to do? And it's all been just a whole learning process for me personally that's just been phenomenal. And when now I look at the list of people that we've had on the show, you know, President of the United Nations, Senator John McCain and oh my gosh, help me. You know, Big Lots CEO and Telemundo president, IKEA president, and Sir Richard Branson. Like, what?
Right.
Just
because,
such amazing
because you
things.
Stepped into that position, that opportunity,
yes, yeah.
and embrace it. And it's wildly successful.
Thank you. Yes,
I have to say, knowing Christine for several years now, it's like, it's exactly where she needs to be. I mean, she's
Thank
sort
you,
of an undercover rock star when it comes to this. So it's great because you're adorable. clearly, but she's great. No, she's just great at, I'm amazed. She'll call me up and be like, yeah, just, you know, I just booked Branson. I'm like, oh, you poor thing.
She's like, oh, shut up.
And I'm like, and she makes it look so easy. So I've just been impressed.
Because you've stepped into that, right? Yeah. You've taken David and other people's suggestions and you've run with it.
I'm highly coachable.
You know what?
It's not easy. Not easy to allow yourself to be coachable.
Right.
But I definitely like to, I'm a lifelong learner and I've always really embraced the idea that, you know, I'm always learning and I want to learn and I'm curious. And, you know, I have to get past my own biases and my own, you know, fears and all of that stuff. Believe me, I was terrified to pick up the phone and call, you know, and try and get past these gatekeepers. And I was in recruiting in the past.
Interesting.
You know, so
yeah,
but now it's I love it.
And the longer you are in production and you have this incredible guest list, I would imagine I'm asking this more than making an assumption, but does it get easier to get some of these big names now that you've had so many through because they want to be part of that club?
Ideally, yes.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah. But yeah. So not only these big names in business and really leadership, but also there's an opportunity for Alliance members.
Absolutely.
To be featured.
Yes.
And that's unique. Tell us about that piece.
And that's really a cool thing that we give through the Alliance's Heroes Radio show is that we are able to provide the opportunity to any small business owner, medium, large, whatever kind of business that you have, even if you're a solopreneur, we can pair you up with these top level CEOs, celebrities, name recognized people, household name brands. And the cool thing about it is that not only are you featured on the radio, but we have our online entities, which are, we got to talk about how we're on Dash Radio now too, which is super cool. And then also we are on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play. We push out. We've got a whole social media thing that goes along with it. And it's really impactful. And what you might not think about initially is, for example, we had on the CNBC founder. When we pushed out his segment on the internet, everybody that was featured on the radio show with him, and it escapes me, everybody else that was on the radio show with him at this time, we tagged CNBC. And you could imagine how many followers they have, like millions, right? Yep. So they get tagged, you get tagged, and everybody gets to see you, or not see, but everybody gets to hear and see
exposure.
These postings.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
Should.
Incredible. And then forever, like for example, Human Link, who actually brought me to Alliance's, Brian Crum, he's with Caliber Companies. He was featured with Senator John McCain. He still walks around and talks about how he was featured on the radio show with John McCain. Pretty cool.
Yep. It is that implied credibility and that exposure, and used correctly through social media and even our website presence, it does make a difference, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love it. So did you two, you said it's several years, Alex, that you two have known each other. Was this before this whole Heroes Radio production piece?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. And actually, working with Christine, we just kept finding projects that we could do together because we liked working together.
Yeah.
So, and I think we introduced each other to a lot of our own clients that we'd had privately. And it's just been like such a joyful thing to come, you know, to work with someone who A, cracks me up constantly, but then is also amazingly just really, she's so intuitive when it comes to, dealing with huge amounts of copy. And she's just, she's like a little machine. And so for me, I loved it because I could design something that was this beautiful layout. She could actually put copy together that would actually complement, not just from a looks, obviously, but from a content. Like it just flowed really beautifully. So it just was kind of this perfect match. And we worked together for, I think, a couple of years before your radio program.
Yep.
And
yeah.
And it was just kind of an awesome fit.
Yeah.
And that goes without saying that Alex is phenomenal at graphic art. I mean, she just gets it. It's almost like she gets into your brain and can see. I mean, granted, she will tell you, I love how she always says, that monkey riding a dragon is not the best look for your business.
Right. Well, and I think in the presentation you saw, I said, you know, your logo isn't a tattoo.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know, right now, like I have for the last probably 7 years really specialized in logo design and branding. And I do a lot of branding consulting as well. And it's, I love logo design. I love creating, you know, the public face, especially with small businesses who really need the help. And, you know, brick and mortar, both brick and mortar and online businesses that just, they need a look that's going to work. And I love working with them because rather than just designing for someone, I design with them. And that's really important to me. And they have to be a part of the process or they're not going to be invested in it. So, but I do have to say to people, I'm like, yeah, you know, and I use the monkey riding a dragon is not the best way to sell suits, you know, right. or whatever, you right. know, so I have to kind of say, you know, pull people back a little bit and think, you know, it's not a tattoo. It does want, you do want your personality in it, but remember, you're also appealing to what you want to appeal to wide audience.
Well, there's
so,
an art to it.
Your customers,
there?
Right.
There's yeah. a definite art to
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of that's communication though. Okay. And so like 90% of it in the beginning, once I kind of have a feel for what they want, I mean, I get people that draw things on napkins and send it to me and I'm like, no problem. Let's go. This is great.
I love that you shared that. When I was doing a lot of mother-daughter weekends in a former life, I was in the shower. I remember in the shower and this idea of a logo came to me and I'm, you know, I'm in the windows in the shower, I was drawing it with my finger.
Nice.
I'm like, okay, this is it. And so I pass it on to my yeah. graphic designer at the time, not a picture of me in the shower with that on the window, but I, you know, penciled a just stick figure. But those ideas come to us. And yeah. if we're not artistic,
yep.
it really is going to show up on a napkin or on a piece of paper all scratched out. And the, obviously the wisdom and the right. art that you can bring to it to have that conversation to turn it into something magnificent
right.
is why we need you.
Well, and really, and something really versatile. And that was part of like some of the clients that we've shared are clients of Christine's who have a logo that's great for web, but they can't print it as a banner.
Oh.
And so, you know, in addition to creating logo design and branding, I also correct a lot of logo design and branding so that people can actually use it. And then, you know, starting with, I have a print background. So starting with a print version of a logo, you can kind of go anywhere. It's very difficult to go backwards from
that. Interesting.
So.
I never would have known that that was something to, a yeah. place to start.
So yeah, I think that the clients I have, you know, it's a partnership. I don't dictate what they should have for their business. They know their business better than I ever will. Even I can study forever, but I will suggest this is what's going to be the smartest way to go on that. And that was part of what I think Christine and I really enjoy because she does the same thing with her clients. It's easy to be intimidating when you're a copy editor, copywriter, and or you're a graphic designer. It's very easy to, because people don't really get what we do. Not really. I mean, they have an idea, but there's a lot of nuance in what we do. So I think it's really important to just be honest and open and they're, you know, my clients are my partners on that project. So,
and long-term clients, you mentioned that most of your business is referral based and repeat customers, people who stay with you for years.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm actually, retained by, companies for different projects and sometimes long-term. I've got clients all over the West Coast, some on the East Coast. So yeah. And I've had long-term clients for such a huge variety of things. And I do a lot of work with nonprofits here in Phoenix as well. So, which are a challenge because of course, you know, they don't have all the money in the world to work with.
And would you like to mention one of those that you work with that I know you just designed a new logo for?
Oh,
it's kind of cool.
Well, I did a logo refresh actually for a fantastic organization called Singleton Moms.
Oh, sure.
They just changed actually, they're including single dads, families yes. dealing with cancer. So they've just refreshed their branding. So while I didn't rebuild the wheel for them, yeah, we kind of refreshed their branding and to kind of be a little more inclusive for all the new people they're going to be taking care of. And they're just, they're an amazing, amazing group. And I've just been blown away by the work they've done. So
we'll
it's been a pleasure.
Come back with them.
Oh, I know. And yeah. Jody Farley, I'm sure she's a powerhouse rock star of that organization. And they deal with families dealing with cancer
yes.
and help in a variety of ways. And I actually started out volunteering with a family member who was volunteering for them. So I was just blown away. So it was kind of, you know, as a labor of love. It always is, but there are great folks to work with too. So,
and you mentioned you didn't have to reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. I would imagine there are times that you kind of need to have that conversation with a business owner and say, sure, listen, for what I can hear and sense you saying where you want to go with this,
right,
we need to scrap what you had, right? But it's a joint decision, or it's again, you're guiding.
No, absolutely. And I think I kind of come from the philosophy there are people in my industry, certainly contemporaries, that believe, you know, you kind of come in as a bull and you say, I'm the professional, this is what you do. And there's a time and a place, I'm sure, for that. But I think from my standpoint, you know, I'm going to come in and work with the person. A lot of times, if you have an existing brand that's been really widely known for quite a while, a lot of times it's just a refresh. It's just, you don't need to tear everything down and rebuild it. Coca-Cola is what? Changed their logo how many times over the years? So everyone else. I mean,
but they morph.
So a lot of it's just
a morph, right? It's an evolution. Yeah. Of some, you can see the similarities,
right?
Over the
and
years.
That's really important too. So you know, I think my main concern with my clients is helping them make smart decisions that may not necessarily mean a huge job for me, but it's the best road to take for them, and that's always absolutely the priority. And that, again, like that, that's how both of us work. And it's hard to find other professionals. You know, I have, I am not a copywriter. I am not a copy editor, but I have someone I work with so consistently that I feel very comfortable saying, here, let me hand you over to my copy editor, because she's mine. She's mine. Right. I pretty much have her now.
It's mutual. Yeah. I call her my graphic artist.
Yeah. So, and so it's really funny. You know, we have, another person we work with who's amazing at web design. And so and part of that is, you know, alliances and you know, that's where you meet people that are not necessarily going to hand you a huge job, but they're going to hand you like amazing expertise. If not the huge job, you're going to get like partners and it's invaluable.
And it's a huge job for them, right? Maybe not something that's...
No, for sure. And
right. It's important because they're business owners. And I know the community enough to know that they want to be actively involved in every aspect of their business, even if they're not the one, and they shouldn't be, doing everything.
Right.
They want to partner with the right people who are going to care about their brand, what it says to them.
Sure.
I love this piece that, this branding piece, you said that you've been focusing more on the branding. Can you speak to really the difference between... and again, for our listeners, a logo and what it's like to be a graphic designer for just a logo, and how is branding different?
You know, typically, even for a very basic logo, there's going to be, I need to understand the background. I need to understand like, what made you decide to have this business in the first place? Where does it come from for you? And then I can kind of focus on where it's going. Now, branding is everything behind the logo. It's why the logo is green. It's where the shape comes in. It's really focused and understanding your market base.
Yeah.
And so it's like when I build a brand guide, it starts at like where their story starts, and then it moves through multiple different areas that they really have to focus on. Because I find a lot of people say, okay, I'm going to start this business, and so I need a website. And that's true. That's absolutely true. However, when you're designing a logo for a website, it's a very different process. It's a very different animal than designing a logo in general. So logo design, just straight out, I did a television logo a while ago. I was only doing the logo, but I had an idea of what it was about. I was able to create that logo based on what I knew about the person directing, the person producing, and obviously the subject matter, but it ended just with the logo. With branding, it's talking about where you're going to use the logo and how it's going to be a tool for you. Because a logo is a tool.
I was just going to say, I was going to use the word, but I like tool better. Logo, I was going to say, really ask.
Yeah.
The logo is a thing, or in what you just said, the logo is a tool, and branding is the statement and the energy and everything behind. Not just the logo,
and it describes
tool,
how you
everything. Right?
Yeah, it describes how and why you use that tool and where.
Is there any business that wouldn't need to have branding?
No.
Because it really is the emphasis and everything
right.
that goes, it's a statement about who we are in business, right?
Sure. And what's kind of insane is, you know, a lot of people are looking for jobs, and anyone looking for a job knows their resume has to be completely individual. I mean, it's kind of insane that we all have to like brand ourselves as individuals as well as branding our business. And hopefully that meshes really nicely together. But, you know, it's branding is incredibly important in today's world. Yeah, it's everywhere. It's everywhere you look. So you do need something that tells people what you're about. Mm-hmm. And what your business is about. I don't know that they need to know what your first dog's name was, but they definitely need to know why you're doing what you do. And a logo and a brand, a logo gives them that instant recognition and a brand tells them that story. So it's important because people don't want to just buy a thing. They right. want to know, you know, people that are really interested in buying something are going to buy it because it's got an amazing story, because they understand what inspired it in the first place.
And they feel that, right?
Right.
That's the other thing we have to make sure that we're
sure.
people can sense or get a feeling for what it is that we represent by
right.
looking at a logo or a website.
Well, yeah. And then the other half is how you use it. I get a lot of people that say, I want the Nike logo. And I said,
You can't have it.
It is taken. Yeah, right. But I have to say, part of the reason the Nike logo, they, you know, I want it clean, I want it minimalist. Well, yeah, of course. But part of the reason it works as a logo is because they can put it on everything. It's not a monkey riding a dragon. They can embroider it. They can print it. They can put it on every website. They can make any color they want. And it always works because, but it also, you have to then use it in that way. So I can build you an amazing tool, but if you aren't using your branding and really putting it out there, it's not going to do you any good. So it's a partnership between branding and the logo itself. The logo mark, they're both needed. I think that, but the logo mark really brings people in at that first visual. So
the pop.
Yeah.
What do you, go ahead.
She's a secret superstar also. And she's, I mean, I know she's very Aww. Humble, but I want you to mention some of the projects that you've worked on in the past year,
like
that I was
what?
Like, get out. That's awesome. I can't believe you've done these. Some of the rebranding things, like in Mesa and.
Oh, yeah. Well,
can you talk about any of those
at all?
I'm you
a
can't
little,
talk about any
I'm
of them?
I'm a little bit. I'm still
secret.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well,
and under contract.
You know, that's under
changes
all right.
and things going on. But no, I've worked with amazing animators up in Portland. I worked with Damon Woban on several different projects for like television logos. I've worked with animators. I've worked with obviously web people and fantastic copy editors. But yeah, I mean, I've worked, I've done a lot and I've rebranded. I rebranded a botanical garden. I'm originally from Oregon.
I remember seeing that. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of these kind of have their own personality. Every project has its own flow. Again, it's always about finding the best solution. So, you know, a lot of times I sit down with people and I say, okay, what's your budget for this? Like, what are you going to be doing with this logo? What are you putting it out on first? I'm going to make something you can go anywhere with, but what are like, say the first, and obviously with most businesses, it's smaller, like, you know, your business cards, your this, that, and the other.
Sure.
But I think as you move forward, knowing that you have a complete package for your logo design and your branding that, you know, keeps you true to your brand, and that you can use literally anywhere. If you want to blow it up the size of a building, you totally can do that. And I will help you.
And if somebody is just hiring a graphic designer who I think every graphic designer would say that they're professional, but if they don't have that education that you offer your clients, they may
sure.
just, to go back to your point earlier, just come up with this logo that might not be, be able to repurpose it
sure.
and use it to scale or for different medium.
Yeah.
Right. That, and that's an issue. So thank goodness you have a routine and a specific strategy for how you work with folks. And you have a background in fine art and photography as well.
I do. So basically, I'm able to use drawing, painting, multimedia skills, and my photography skills to support a lot of my graphic design. So in other words, I don't necessarily need to go buy a stock photo for a client because I may have something that's awesome that we can use. Which saves everybody money. So and saves time. And I like to make things that are very individualized, you know, because a lot of people want kind of a look for whatever, you know, if you're in a tech industry, you want something that looks like you're in a tech industry, which is great. But if I can actually draw something out that's completely unique and just draw it by hand and then come in and vector it, and it just makes it that much more individualized.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so it's, yeah, I've been an artist my whole life. It was kind of an accident. I just, you know, I would love to say, yeah, I knew I was going to be this when I was little. I didn't know what I was going to be for a long time, but I was definitely going to do something creative. So, yeah. So it was something that's been building my entire life.
Yeah.
So kind of fun.
Love it. And you and I both would never have pictured ourselves behind a mic or producing radio programs. I'm the same. This isn't, but it's been a fantastic ride and just so much joy for me in being able to meet so many new business owners. What is the greatest joy for you guys in each of your businesses? What do you love most about what you do?
In Loopy Docs and Designs, I love providing. I have to go back to when I first started out of college. Even in college, I wrote for my college daily newspaper. I was always, I love getting that tangible product that you can hold, the newspaper, the magazine. My first job out of college was associate editor for a trade press magazine. And I designed the cover, or I, you know, laid out the magazine, or I wrote some articles that were inside of it. I always loved that thing. Now, you know, flash forward 25, 30 years. And now it's being able to help people with taking an idea or concept, you know, regardless of where I step into the process, getting them to that tangible product, the book that's printed. I've worked with several Eliance's members in getting their books published. Love it. I absolutely love it and love the fact that they're Eliance's members, of course, but any of my clients, I just get so much out of. It's so fulfilling to me to go through that process with them and hold their hand. Because a lot of people, they haven't written a book before. They don't know how this is, and I hold their hand through that process.
How important is it to have a book? I mean, I know it depends on the industry and the business, but more and more, I'm seeing value in professionals having their own book. It's an extension of them. It's an opportunity to express and share all the wisdom and knowledge they have, or even just a little portion of it. But what would you say is...
Well, the very first thing that I tell people, I just had this conversation the other day with someone who was referred to me by an Eliance's member. Nobody writes books, unless you're Richard Branson or somebody huge or Oprah, nobody writes books to sell books. The process to actually write a book, it can cost you 10 grand to produce a book. I like to say I come in a lot lower than that, but you know, it can cost you quite a bit to get, you know, a book created. And think about, you know, if you're creating a 100 to 150 page book, you're going to sell that for maybe 9, 10, 12 bucks, something like that. How many books are you going to have to sell to get that money back and to actually make a profit? You're not writing your book and producing your book to sell books.
Okay.
What do you want to do with this book? It's very similar to what Alex does with her clients about what's your distribution. For me, it's what's your distribution? What do you want to do with this? Why are you doing this? Are you doing it to get speaking gigs? Is it you're going to have workshops and charge people to come to your workshop, and it's going to be a freebie for coming to that? A lot of people are doing that these days. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, similar to what she does with the logos and the branding. You start with what's your end game? Why do you want to do this? Where's your business headed? So you really need to talk them through that process. Because a lot of times, for example, this client that I had, or he's actually not a client. He was someone that was referred to me. And, you know, regardless if I'm going to end up being your book publisher or editor or not, I want people to have the best experience possible. And that's something that I like to provide them as a value is, you know, I want them to get what they want, you know, and this person had a great idea, you know, and it was a phenomenal concept that he wants to do with the book. And he's like, I want Simon and Schuster to pay me 20 grand to write this book. And I'm like, trying my hardest not to tell him, you know, you're dreaming.
Yeah.
But unless you know somebody, you know, or you have this groundbreaking something or other, it's very, very hard to get those types of book deals. Mm-hmm. You know, you literally have to be someone like Bill Gates to get those kind of deals. You know, I mean, it can happen, but it's a lot of submitting and rejection. It's you can submit to every single publishing house on the planet. And I, granted, it only takes one. So but if that's
even,
your plan,
even
go
when
for
they
it.
Are accepted into the bigger publishing houses, unless they are a huge name, authors need to understand that they're going to have to do a lot of the promotion and a lot
right.
of the getting it on the shelves themselves.
Absolutely.
I mean,
right. Yeah.
Did you have a thought too?
Yeah, I was going to just say, Christy and I both work on projects that to someone who, say, wants to write a book, it's a totally overwhelming process. So our job is to take that process, whether it's writing a book or it's creating a logo, really make it as user-friendly as possible, you know, and kind of take some of the fear and anxiety out of that process. Mm-hmm. It's super
Absolutely,
important.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we've taken something that's a huge burden and we're just going to melt it down into its essence and we're going to walk you through it and it's going to be fine. And it's going to be a joy. That's the goal. I don't want someone to like it. I want them to love it. And
right.
I want them to like the process. I want them to be invested. You know, part of the reason, you know, I think both of us have, our best clients have been through word of mouth. And when you put yourself out there in mass, you get a lot of people who call and want something for a dollar. They don't want to really invest in the responsibility of creating something. Mm-hmm. They want you just to kind of do it, cut and dry, end of story, which I can do and I've done. But I can't guarantee they're going to use the tool I've given them.
Right.
And then they'll say, well, it's not working. Well, if it's not working, you're not even putting it out there. So that's the, you know, that's the gist of it. Like we take really big, crazy, like projects, whether it's writing, putting down ideas or creating some kind of visual. And we just, our job is to make it simple, to try and make it, as user-friendly as possible is the best way to put it,
I think. What is your greatest joy in what you do?
Oh, wow. Well, brainstorming with Christine is up there on that
Clearly.
It's a lot of fun.
It really is.
My former business partner and I were very, very close. And it was the most fun being with her, just spitballing ideas off of each other.
Right.
And then again, bringing things to fruition. So you had that tangible thing. We had a blast together and it feels very similar to the two of you, just fun and laughter and this magnificent creation that you wouldn't have been able to do solo and separate of each other.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. And I think even though things have got like, obviously work can get crazy sometimes. So even when things have gotten crazy, it's also hilarious. So it works out. No, I think, with graphic design and graphic art, I could literally sit and just play all day. And I kind of feel like that's what I get to do for work. But I think my two favorite things, I mean, obviously are, you know, visual problem solving. And then I'm going to throw out humility for a minute.
Good.
Seeing my designs on a billboard
Good.
Or a sign or go, yeah, that's mine. Oh,
yes.
That over there? Yeah, I did that. You know, it's fun,
oh,
right?
It's cool. You
it
did
is
that.
It is cool. Like I can be like, oh yeah, yeah, that was me. Yeah. You like that? Do you? Yeah, that was me. So that's always kind of, you know, that's a little high there, but yeah, it's, and I, like I said, I get to work with awesome people. So really lucky, really blessed, you know?
Yeah. Where can our listeners get a hold of each of you?
That's a great question. Well, for the radio show, you can contact me through eliances.com. You can go to that page, fill out the roundtable application, because that also will get you in line to be considered for the radio show. Or if you want to find radio show segments, go to eliancer.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-R. com, and you'll see all of these amazing people that we've had on the radio show. There's also a form on there that you can fill out to be considered for the radio show. For Loopy Docs, it's loopydocs.com, L-U-P-I-D-O-C-S.com. So that's a great way to get in touch with me if you've got any kind of editing that you need done with the books. You got a book, you have an idea, or you've got a manuscript. I'd love to take a look at that with people.
And we'd love to see you at Alliances. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, absolutely.
Great way to get used to that community and make sure it's a fit for you is to come to the round table.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then navigate your way through the relationships that you really want to have. Yeah. Absolutely. Alex, how about you? How can we get a hold of you?
You know, I am on LinkedIn. And it'll have not a full list, but a list of clients throughout the years.
A non-secretive list.
Yeah, non-secretive clients. Clients that aren't in the middle of stuff. Yeah. And I am also available at ladlabgraphic.com. And you can, or ladlabgraphic@gmail.com. And anybody who sends me an email, I'm happy to answer. And I believe my phone number is on my LinkedIn as well. So
perfect.
Yeah.
And so with both of you, if anybody had questions and curiosity around, what is, I have a book idea. They can get in touch with you and just see if there's a fit there. And same thing with you. They're thinking about rebranding. They may need a logo. It begins with a conversation, I would imagine. There's no harm in that, huh?
Yep, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And just kind of, anybody who, I get a lot of calls from people after I do a talk or something that say, well, I have this logo, but I can't do this with it, or I want to do this with it, but I'm not sure what files I need. So a lot of times, I get people that just call and ask questions mm-hmm. about what they can do with what they have. I check it out. I double check files. I think Christine fields some of those too. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm not.
Absolutely.
If it's a 5 or 10 minute phone call, I'm not going to charge you for it.
She even fields those from me a lot of times. We're all getting clients that come in and they've got some crazy graphic. I mean, I hate to say crazy, but they've got some graphic that I am saying, Al, I'm totally can't do anything with this. Will you please convert this for me or
sure,
do something with it?
And I'm fielding seven things at a time. Like, send it through. And she sends it through. And I'm like, ta-da-da. Okay, send it back. There you go. And she's like, oh, thanks. So I love being the hero.
Yes.
So, anybody has any questions about graphic design that I can help with, any problems, any frustrations, definitely reach out. I'm more than happy to help. And again, ladlabgraphic@gmail.com. And I'm the only person there. I'm a one woman show.
Excellent.
So, you'll get me.
Yeah. Lab, LAD as in dog, LAB as in boy, mm-hmm. graphic.
Yep. No S.
Gmail. Yep. Got it.
@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Thank you both for being here. It's really been a pleasure. And I hope you will both come back. We already know that we'd like to have Singleton Mom come back with you. And I know you've got a list of folks that you associate with and do work with. So you're welcome back anytime.
Awesome.
You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.